the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
All right, here we go. This is Don't Touch a Thing.
Why are you doing this to me?
What am I doing to you?
Dragging strangers into my business.
Okay, Larry's not a stranger. He's my husband. He's been my husband for a decade.
We met at your Aunt Marie's 100th birthday.
Yeah, I know about husbands. I don't want him here.
Well, that's too bad.
I want to go home.
Larry has generously offered for you to come move in with us in Cleveland.
We both want you to.
So, how about it?
I want to go home.
Well, that's not happening.
Do you realize how bad your house is?
The paramedic said it was unfit for human life.
I want to go home. My home.
Well, okay.
We can help you go through your things, though, and we can salvage within reason.
Over my dead body! Vultures, thieves, you don't know anything about it! You're not sensitive? Don't you touch a thing! Don't you touch any of my... Nurse! Nurse! Not a thing! Don't touch a thing!
Tina,
get out of my room! Don't touch a thing!
Ugh, that was insane insanity.
She can't help it. She's sick.
She's an abusive nightmare, and I don't want to have anything to do with her. I want her out of my life forever.
How can you say that?
Because it's true.
She's your mom.
I'm not like her, am I?
No.
Turn left at the sign.
I'm gonna take the alley because we want to load up.
No, everything's gotta go in the trash.
You're gonna throw everything away? It's all your mom's stuff. It's her whole life.
Oh my god. It's not gonna be pretty.
I can handle it.
I feel like I'm having a panic attack. I don't want to hate her.
I don't think you hate her. I just think...
It's my dad I should hate.
Well, that was a really lousy thing he did.
I understand it to an extent because there's no way anybody could ever live with her. I mean, she could have gotten this disease in check a long time ago. She refused to get any help and... Christ, I want a cigarette.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I don't.
No. Come on. It doesn't have to be spotless. We just gotta make it livable.
Wait till we get inside. Oh, watch your step. All right, you ready? Scare away the rats.
Oh my god. The smell.
That's rotten food or rotting meat.
First thing you gotta do is get rid of it then, okay?
This is... I don't know where to start. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Watch out for the cats!
Ah.
It's a nightmare. Is this a nightmare or is this real?
Was this how it was when you were growing up?
This is even worse than I remembered.
Mom, hello, are you hearing me? Do you think this animal looks healthy?
I'm nursing them.
You're killing them, you psycho.
What's going on?
What do you care? Go back upstairs and play with your toys.
Tina, that's not nice.
Have you looked in the freezer, Dad? There are dead cats in the freezer.
I'm gonna bury them.
Mm-hmm. This is psychotic behavior.
Tina,
this is...
Please. Look at how she's talking to me, Joe. Does that sound familiar to you? Huh?
Tina, your mother is gonna be burying them. She's just has a hard time letting go. She's grieving. You have to respect
this
that.
This is your response? This is how you're gonna... You guys are both animals!
You little bitch!
Girls.
Hey, what about this chair?
Garbage.
If you cleaned it up, it'd look nice.
It's garbage.
Garbage. So it's all garbage?
Yeah.
Every little thing's garbage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't need that, Larry.
What?
That tone. Okay.
I'm just trying to help, okay?
Well, you're not.
I just think you're gonna regret throwing something out that you want to keep.
Just let me do it my way. Honey, please.
Okay, boss.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for treating you like this. I'm sorry for dragging you into this disgusting mess.
You don't have to be, okay? I know this is really hard. I love you.
I love you. Maybe we could... I don't know. Maybe we could keep the Magnavox.
Hey, we got a keeper pile. Can you believe
it? Okay, don't do a dance of joy.
I'm going to. You're smiling.
I don't even know if it works.
Yeah, let me try to turn it on.
I've only been invited into the laboratory 3 times. Each time I came out with a potential fortune.
Oh, dear. We won't see him for lunch.
I see what you mean. His writing gets worse and worse.
Tina, honey?
What?
The fly's on channel 25 downstairs. What are you doing?
Hacking.
Where are you going?
Away from here. Anywhere.
This late at night?
Dad, what does it matter?
Tina, I know that your mom can be a little difficult. But she's very sensitive inside.
Sensitive?
She feels so much that she doesn't know how to cope with it. And if you just can respect that and sort of stay out of her way,
she's out of control. Why do you let her get away with it? You let her walk all over you.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true.
I've had my moments where I've thought about what life would be like if I had just...
You should leave. I'm leaving. You should leave, too.
Do me a favor. Just sleep on it. Just tonight?
I don't want it.
Come on. Come downstairs.
Dad, I...
Honey, let's go watch the fly.
I'm counting on you not to lose your nerve, for only you can help me. I've had a serious accident, but I'm not in danger at the moment, although it's a matter of life or death. Andre!
There are 2 sequels to this, Return of the Fly and Curse of the Fly. Neither one's as good.
Sequels never
are.
Are you kidding? Bride of Frankenstein.
Very carefully, what I tell you. Knock 3 times.
Honey?
To show you understand.
What is this? What are you watching?
Fetch me a bowl.
The Fly.
I can't believe you're letting her watch this. What do you want to give her nightmares?
Hey, we were watching that.
Hollywood.
Dad.
Hey, Tina. Tina.
Yeah?
You got to check this out.
Huh? I don't really... What do you want?
Check this out.
Huh.
These are vintage copies of Famous Monsters of Filmland.
Ooh,
look,
weird.
You got The Mummy. You got Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
This is classic. Mom's got great stuff up here.
This is all my dad's stuff. She would never even come up here.
I knew some people would be very interested in all this.
Have you spoken to your father?
No, Mom, I haven't.
When he calls you, tell him I don't want him here anymore. He's not welcome back.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Nothing, I'm not talking about anything.
Mom.
He left.
What?
How about that?
What do you mean he left?
I mean he left. He just walked out.
Check out this mannequin.
That's your father for you, Tina. Your best friend. What do you think? Is that a man?
This is like an authentic movie prop. It's like a corpse from a Mario Bava movie. So real. This is amazing. What's this?
I know that sweater on that mannequin. I know that sweater.
Spook along with Zachary. Awesome.
No, honey. I know that sweater. I know that. That isn't a mannequin.
Miss Wilson. Mrs. Wilson, can you hear me? Can you think you could talk for a little bit?
Do you understand what he's trying to tell you right now?
I know this is a lot to take in, but we do have quite a few more questions. Do you think I could speak to the daughter?
She's not coming, and she won't be coming.
What do you want from me? Joe left me. I don't know where he is. He just left me to rot here.
No, ma'am. Your husband died, it seems, of a heart attack.
We found him upstairs in the attic.
You were in my attic?
Yeah, we were going through...
I told you not to go through my things!
We're just trying...
What did you throw away? I demand to know. This is my life. You have no right. Are you listening to me? No right to go through a person's things!
Don't Touch a Thing. Performed by Amy Warren, Armando Diaz, Jackie Hoffman, and Lewis Kornfeld. With Noel Dineen as the detective. It was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. And if you want to hear past episodes or learn more about what we do, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. And if you are interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at prx.org. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our editorial advisor is Ann Hepperman. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.